Where were you born, Bill?
Pittsburgh, in the hospital.
Your native Pittsburgh. How did you get interested in playing music?
Living in New York? Well, in my family,
you had family members.
Family members played music. All of them played some type of music. My uncles, my dad, my aunts, right. And my cousins, they all played.
Were they professionals? Did they play?
Well, the Goodloes were professionals.
Yeah.
And they played the Pittsburgh area,
uh-huh.
And they played with Dirty Long, you know.
Right.
And so, and I got into it messing with them. Then I went into the church and played music
right.
in the Church Sanctified Church.
Right. But how old were you when you, you know, first started, like teenager?
About 9 or 10 years old.
9 or 10 years old.
Yeah, in the church, yeah.
Yeah. Did you play a little piano?
No, I was playing Hawaiian guitar back in that time.
Yeah,
steel guitar. And I finally got some books and started learning the straight box, you know.
How did you come to play the steel guitar? I mean, how did that come to
you? I went to school, the Rankin Christian Center. They were giving lessons up there, $1 a lesson a week. So I went up there to learn that, you know. So that's how I learned it.
But what did you say your mother and father played?
My mother played,
your
yes.
Mother, she played piano?
Yes.
Yeah.
My father, he's played the guitar, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when did you, you had lessons up there on the steel guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take any private lessons, like on the acoustic after that?
No, I taught it myself. I got books and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And Mel Bay?
Mel Bay, Roy Acuff,
yeah.
Mostly those country western guys,
right.
You know, they had books out.
Right.
And that's what I got, you know, so.
Were you born
McGee Hospital.
Where did you live in your earlier days?
My earlier days, I was living in Braddock on Center Street.
Have you been in Braddock almost all your life?
Almost all my life.
Except for
when I went into service and then I come out of service, that's where I really started my roots.
Yeah.
Playing professionally.
Yeah.
Up in New York. When I was living in New York, I lived up there 12 years.
Right. When year did you go to the Army?
I went in the Army in 1943.
43. When you drafted?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you in service bands?
No. What they call that special unit?
Special service.
Yeah, I was in it for about a month or two, and then I still had to go to UCC with my outfit, you know, so.
Yeah. But you weren't attached to any musical organizations?
Not at all.
You didn't do anything like that for the service?
Infantry, that was it.
Yeah. Were there many guys, as you would be transferred around and so forth, did you run into many guys that, you know, you would just play, you know, just have sessions and things like that?
Well, down in Fort McCallum, Alabama at the USO, this guy's a professional piano player. Mm-hmm. God knows I can't think of his name. He played with Bass McMahon, and then I found that out later on in years, playing jazz with the Jazz Messengers and stuff. But we played in the USO band there. Mm-hmm. We had our own pickup orchestra in the USO there. I played there for about 8 months.
Yeah.
And that was when I went overseas.
Yeah. And then when you come back from the Army, you moved to New York.
Yes.
You stayed in New York. Mm-hmm. Did you join the union up there when you were in New York?
Yeah, when after I'd been there for about a year, I got interested in playing again. So.
Right.
And I joined up there for about a year, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, how was the action, I mean, you know, the interaction for the musicians and the union and so forth in New York out of 802?
Oh, 802 was pretty nice, especially up there. We had Harlem.
Yeah.
Every place up there, then out on Long Island in Nassau County, they had all these clubs, Freeport Club, the Celebrity Club, you know, all these clubs out there. They were owned by guys down on 125th Street. They owned these clubs out there on the island.
Right.
And you could get all kind of gigs, you know. There's no problem.
But it was an integrated local at that time.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have, did you do much integrated work, or did you work only with black groups?
I worked mostly only with black groups. That's where I got my first break. I played with Sil Austin.
Right. Slow Walk.
Yeah. I played with him for on the road. I traveled with him about 3 or 4 years out on the road and came back, you know.
Yeah.
And My coach Pat's gone, and when I came back for about a short 3 or 4 months back, couldn't fight that type of music that they were playing. You know, I tried, but just couldn't comprehend.
Because my first trip to New York on the road was Brazil. Because I went up in 58. And we were on the big, what do you call it, the big show. We used to come to Siri Moss.
Yeah, that's right. Was they with you?
No. This was all of the White Stars, and we had Laverne Baker, Clyde McFadden, the Coasters, and all that stuff. And they were on it. And I did maybe about 5 months, or 4 months with Seal. And then I came home. We ran into Lloyd Price while I was with Seal, and Sam Hurt and Dalton talked to Lloyd, because Lloyd was reforming. And so then in January of 59, that's when Sam and Dalton and Spider went with Lloyd, and I went in March. I joined the band in March. Did you go to many sessions? Did you do much playing in New York, you know, around with the musicians and so forth?
Well, yeah, there's a hotel in New York called the Cecil. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
we'd have all night long, I did too. I'd have all night sessions up there. We come in off the gig, and we'd be playing all night long. Yeah. The cops didn't bother us or nothing.
No.
And I did a lot of sessions then up at Club Baby Graham. They used to have... not the one in Brooklyn, but the...
No, Harlem.
Not in Harlem. We used to have sessions up there, you know. Right. And what's the guy name on the radio? The black guy? He used to brought from the Cafe Gardens down there on 125th Street. He broadcast from there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, the Garden.
Yeah, nice restaurant. Palm Garden?
Palm Gardens.
And he used to have sessions at the Apollo.
Right.
You know. And I made 2 or 3... little gigs up there, you know.
Yeah.
The Pygmy Markham's.
Pygmy, yeah.
Group and whatnot, you know.
Oh, you played the Apollo with him?
Yeah.
Did you ever play the Apollo with Silk?
No.
Yeah.
Never played the Apollo with
Silk. Because we did.
Clarence Carr, you remember Clarence?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, that's who got me into the group with Clarence. I mean, with Phil Austin.
Right.
And we traveled, and we did the chilling circuits, they called it.
That's it.
You know, from New York to California.
Yeah.
In fact, the last tour I went on, what's his name, the guy, Jackie Wilson. And what's the girl on TV off of Married the Right Guy singer?
Diane Carroll.
She was on that show.
Yeah.
They were on that show, you know.
Yeah.
And the Sweethearts of Rhythm.
Yeah.
Remember the girl band?
Yeah.
Because
I have a...
That's a big tour.
Yeah. Was Lil... was she in a band? Lil Star, the bass player from Northside.
I didn't see her. Maybe she might have been there.
Because I know at one time she used to have played with it.
She probably did. Because they were really hard up for musicians. For
Vicky, wasn't it a saxophone player? Vicky somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I remember them.
They made that one big tour with them, and that was it. It was nice.
Yeah.
That's where I got all my knowledge from, you know.
Well,
with Clarence.
Right.
You know what I mean? From Clarence and traveling with them guys in the van.
But you say you never studied.
I never studied into it, no.
Yeah.
But I learned how to, you know, read and whatnot later on, you know. Just like Georgie. You know, Georgie, he come out, he never learned how to read until after he left there.
Yeah. When did you first join 471?
When I came back here in 1955, I joined it the first gig I had was with Frank McConnell.
Yeah.
And he went up to Ohio. They used to play up in Ohio.
Yeah, he went
to the Love's Hotel and all that stuff up there. And Dave Tallboy played sax. I can't think.
Dave
Aaron
Hall.
Played bass.
Dave Hall and Aaron Williams.
Yeah.
Aaron Williams,
And I played with them, you know.
And that's part of keyboard.
Hmm?
That was part of keyboard.
Oh yeah.
The keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you first joined 471, did you have to audition?
No.
Did you have any kind of a musical test or anything like that joining?
No.
You didn't brought your
60
your
802 card.
Right, right.
You know, all you do is transfer.
Right, transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Um, When did you form your own band, or when did you start being a band leader? How long after you joined?
2 years later.
2 years later.
In 1957.
Yeah. And was it mostly one horn and rhythm, combo of things?
Well, it was the whole rhythm section.
Yeah.
And sometimes I had two horns. And Roy Barnett and George Green.
Okay. When did Rob play?
Rob played with me during the 60s.
Well, when did he play?
Baritone sax.
Baritone. Rob Barnett. You know what I'm thinking of? Dave Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
From, okay, Rob, yeah, because I remember him. Yeah.
Not a saxophone player.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You say in the 60s. How long through the 60s?
Almost the entire 60s,
huh.
Really.
Because he worked at Roth. Roth played with me. He was a helper a little bit at Roth, and that's how I knew of him.
Uh-huh.
And when he built that house, built that house?
Mm-hmm.
Right, because that's when we were connected, because he was my helper, and I used to go by.
Back he
was subcontracted.
He played with me in 1960,
right.
When he first started.
Yeah.
He started Roth in Saxburg.
Do you remember your first professional job? You know, how old were you when you were in your first professional job, where you got paid?
You know, with banking, that's
about it.
And that was in 1955.
I thought you didn't you play before you went to the Army professionally?
No. I played up in New York when I first started playing. I got interested in music. After I was in the service, we had the USO
band. You didn't play professionally in New York?
No. I played professionally up in New York after I got to New York after the war. Yeah, this is after the war. I was playing. I learned how to play all those two instruments before I went into the service.
Yeah.
And the only playing I did before that was with the USO band down in Fort McLean, Alabama.
That's when you was in the Army.
I can't count.
Yeah,
I had sit-ins with Joe, but I can't count all that up the IWO, in Rankin, see? Because every time he'd be somewhere, I'd try to sit in his band, he'd let me play, both guitars.
Did you kind of study with him, or did he help,
He was telling me different things, things
Joe.
I was doing wrong, the easier way to do it.
Yeah,
and whatnot,
Joe.
Yeah, Joe was something.
Because I was in his band, back in the 50s.
You know this music.
He wrote some stuff. I believe if we brought it out today and played it, it would still be there.
Yeah,
he
did
it right. And then he knew, he was a stickler for what he wanted. He knew, what was on the paper, and he knew how it was supposed to come off.
That's right.
Did you work at other labor jobs?
You
worked in the mill.
Mm-hmm. The welder.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You made one of your first gigs locally was with Frank.
Yeah, that was in Ohio.
Up in
Wellsville.
Right. And that's at
the Elks. I never forget that.
Yeah. Did you frequent a club this down the? Well, in the 50s. We left the Hill in 54.
Yeah, no.
So you didn't go
I
to the old...
I wasn't here then.
You didn't go to the old club.
No, I didn't get here until 1955.
Okay. Yeah, and I think we had a storefront place for meetings, and then we moved to East River. I think we moved to East River around 55 or 56.
I used to go down to the old Corinthian Hall and play with them guys. Sometime.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the musicians' club.
Mm.
Or the union.
No, the first musicians' club I was affiliated with was down on Enterprise.
Lincoln and Enterprise.
Yeah.
And was Carl was the president when you joined?
Yeah.
Right, because, okay. Did you go there and play much?
I only had one gig after we come off from the gig. We play, they hire different bands sometimes.
Right.
I only played one gig.
You only played one gig.
Yeah.
Was it your band?
It was my band, yes.
Yeah. Did you have a singer with you?
Yes, I had Chisholm with me.
Oh, Chisholm.
Chisholm sang with me for years.
Right, okay.
Then we moved over to Joe West Days. Did you play much over there?
The annual events over there, where they have the different bands.
Yeah, right.
It's the only time I played there other than cabarets.
Right, in cabarets.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of cabarets back
then. Yeah.
Did you ever play down Swickley down at the Legion?
Yes.
Okay.
Across the tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down through that valley.
Yes.
And Beaver Falls. And
I played Bridgeville. I mean, Bridge, what do you call it?
Yeah, I know.
Bridgewater. Some kind of Bridgewater.
Yeah,
there you go.
Bridgewater and all that. And
all the Beaver Falls.
Right.
Beaver.
Right, right.
The whole circuit, all
right.
Down through there, Midland.
Right, right. Yeah. East Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And who all was in your band at that time?
Well, I had Lou Brock.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we were playing piano. And, who the heck was that playing drums? Jerry McWilson.
Okay, see, I heard that name yesterday, or the day before yesterday, and I can't get them together. You know,
him and his brother Chuck McWilson and Jerry McWilson.
Yeah,
Chuck played bass.
Okay,
and Jerry was a drummer.
Where were they from?
They're originally from Homestead, but they Jerry lived on Bell Sewer for years.
Right,
still lived on Bell Sewer.
Yeah, because that's where it was. I was talking. You know, Devon, Robbie Devon.
Yeah,
Bob. Because that's what it was. I was up there talking. And Joe, you know Joe Patton.
Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I was over talking to them Saturday, and that's where these names came up, and you know, because I just missed them, you know, because I was, you know, doing something else, playing in another
mm-hmm.
circuit, you know, and I just missed them, but I knew they came through.
I'm trying to think of some of them clubs I played out on 51, I can't think of them.
Yeah, there was a lot of them out there.
They were A-houses.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could make some money out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Elks and places like this, we just didn't pay. You didn't get that kind of money. Did you do any, have you done any traveling on the road with your group or with, other than the pyramid with Sil Austin?
No.
Have you done any other traveling?
No, only with Sil.
Yeah, for a couple of years.
And Walking Willie.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last professional gig I had with a name band, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
And that was right. The last gig we had was up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And that's an old mini white town.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anything except for the basketball team.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you, when you used to come to the club in East Liberty, how was the interaction with the musician, because you were a blues band,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how was the interaction with a lot of the guys in terms of, you know, the hippies and the blues band?
Oh, we got along fine.
Right, yeah.
They have jazz sessions down there. Yeah. And see, well, I had played jazz before I ever played any rock and roll or try to do anything like that, you know, in blues.
Right.
And my repertoire is stuff like Billy Holiday sang
right.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what I loved, you know.
Yeah.
All them good ballads, you know.
Right, right. Did you have you recorded anything?
No. Only with Sil. I can't remember this.
Yeah, you're on recordings.
But. Yeah, on the couple recordings that he'd done, that was it,
right.
you know.
Right.
Yeah. That's all. And Fats, I forgot about that. But your name isn't on this.
Well, no, they don't put your name on.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only recording I ever did.
Right. But did you, when you did those recordings, did you get any residuals from those, or were you paid for the recording session and then that's
right up front, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Studio session, yeah, they call
And you never did anything with carnivals and troops traveling shows like that.
No.
Minstrel shows.
No.
But my first experience.
Huh? Yeah, I played for the Gateway Cooper for about 15 years.
Oh, yeah, with a boat, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You didn't do any of the, go down to Cincinnati, any of the traveling on the boat, did you?
No, just the Three Rivers. That was it.
Oh yeah, right.
They had two bands on. They had Dutch. What's the white dude guy played polkas? He played one end of the boat, right, and I played the other. Yeah, we took turns.
How many guys did you have in the group? Was that five, 6 men?
We were six guys in that group. There's Rod there, singing, and what's his name? The alto player used to play with the
Chuck Reed.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah,
Chuck Reed.
Chuck was with me, and Robin played
Robin
drum.
Robin Horsley. Yeah, Robin Horsley.
Robin was playing drum. That's pretty old group.
Yeah. Did you do most of the contacting, you know, handle your own jobs, or did you work through an agent?
No, I worked, got my own things.
You did your own work. Did you have a payroll system, or you just paid the guys cash money, and that was it?
I paid the guys back. Kept records for a while for Social Security and unemployment, I did for a while.
You paid unemployment?
Yeah, I paid into it for about a couple of years, and then these guys, they got, you know how the guys was about taking money out of the pay.
Yeah.
And at that time, I think the average gig you could get was $13.50 then. Remember the Sidemen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was back in the 50s or 60s, somewhere along in there. That was the lowest house, you know, $13.50 is about the most you could get, you know, for a side man, and to take Social Security and unemployment out, they started hollering. After a while, I just stopped. That's the way with it, you know. You pay your own, and I'll just turn in to the internal revenue. That's it.
Yeah. Do you recall anything of the WPA bands when you were a kid? Do you remember anything about them at all?
The only bands I remember, I was telling them, it was the Goodloes. They called them the Rhythm Rascals.
Yeah.
And this was during WPA days. They worked out of Westinghouse Electric.
Yeah.
You probably knew some, you know, back in the day, you heard of them, you know. Yeah. You remember Greta.
Yeah.
Well, this is her dad and her uncle and all of them, you know, they were all related then. So and they had a band in Roscoe. They played Kennywood, the affairs for the blacks over there.
This I'm talking about like in the 30s, you know, because that's the WPA period when they had the bands, 35, 36, 37.
My mother sang during that time, though.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
And Gertie Long is, like I told you.
When you... when you were first coming along, were you serious about your practicing? Did you devote a lot of time to practicing the guitar and stuff?
Yes, I did. Yes, serious about rehearsals for the band, but you couldn't get nobody hardly for a while they'd come. Yeah. And that's when I got disgusted. It was back in the 70s. I and bass players were hard to come by, and not only that, when I did get one, they didn't want to work as far as practice. They just wanted to go to the gig and get paid, you know. Clarence was the last devoted bass player I ever had, you know.
Did you ever do anything with Milt Evans?
No, but I worked with Milt. You know what I mean? Where the heck did we play at? Yeah, I worked with Milt.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember where it's been so long. These names are just...
I know. I know, they're coming at you, yeah.
But, I hadn't thought about him in years.
Yeah.
He's still around, isn't he?
No, he died.
See, that's how much I know.
Yeah, he died. That's Tom's uncle. You know Tom Evans, the singer?
Yeah.
That's his uncle. I just learned that a couple years ago. You know, because I did a couple of
things. Because he worked at Sears.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played for Tom, too. Right. They were in that group they had. They had a singing group, Tom.
Okay.
Light skin, star.
He's big.
Yeah, they had a singing group.
Yeah, okay. But he's still fine. You know, he has his own group.
I talked to him once in a while.
When you Mr. Do you know much about the food at the Musicians Club in East Liberty?
No. Because usually when I got there, mostly it was after the gig was over.
Well,
and they didn't stay open but so long after that, after the cops start cracking down on them, you know.
Well,
especially behind not being able to get a place to park over. I used to go, instead of going in there, if I couldn't get in there, I'd go to the vets club, you know, right around
Right, yeah, because we're talking about Mr. Williams Chili, because he was the cook down the old club,
mm-hmm.
but he was also the cook out there.
I remember Mr. Williams, but I never ate him.
And you never did that much playing, like you say, you played, your group was hired one time in East Liberty, and then that was it, because I know we used to have, we tried to do some shows. Do you remember Maurice Wheeler?
Yes, I knew Maurice.
And
played shows for this turkey.
Right, where he, you know, with them plastic bread baskets?
Yes.
You know, he said, well, do you remember at the Musicians Club where there's a burnt spot, like the dance floor, and there was a wall around the stage?
I remember this.
That burnt spot, Maurice had that, you know, with Sterno, you know, the little fire.
Yeah, the one of cans.
Yeah, cans in the plastic bread basket. And it spilled and caught fire, and she doused it like that, and that's what burnt that corner of the stage.
Yeah, you know, he'd look for me whenever he had these shows, because I didn't mind playing in the prayer caravan and stuff like that.
You gotta do that stuff. Michael Fields,
I played for Michael for years, and they usually played the Elks, Elks around here, like Duquesne and McKeesport and up in Swickley.
And the Rat Cellar.
Yeah, the Rat Cellar going to Homestead.
Right, all them clubs. But when you had mentioned cabarets a little while ago, that's what that whole scene was about. You had to have a floor show, you know. Did Delcy?
I knew Delcy.
Was she ever on any of your shows going through the coat hanger?
No.
You never saw that?
I saw her, but I never played none of her shows.
Yeah,
I know Delcy very well.
Yeah, because she worked out in Little Paris with me, because I was down there with Adolph, remember Adolph Cook?
Yeah,
Adolph and Cotton, Abdu, Bernard Cotton.
Abdu.
Okay, well, we were all in Bumpty, was playing drums. We was in Little Paris together. And Chuck Reeves and Jim Swan, that was the A-band. Alex Nelson and them guys.
Uh-huh.
And they'd go out, you know, and play wherever. So we would stay in the Little Paris and play. But Delcy used to go through this coat hanger. She'd round it out.
I heard
it. And if you look at her now, it's hard to believe that she could do that. You know, because she put on some weight and she's aging. But she was real skinny. You remember when she was real skinny, man. And that was an act, boy. Like the surrounding Clareton, the Hollywood Club, and the
Legion,
the Gold Coast, all them places.
Yeah, the Hotel Smith.
Smith Hotel, right.
Yeah, played all these places. Right. And the Keystone the same way.
Right, right.
All them clubs over there, plus the Legion when they had things over there.
Right.
And up at that club, I used to play there all the time for bands, for headliners that came in. No.
Oh.
It was up the street from... the Walnut Inn, right up the street on the right hand side. It was built, a real nice place.
I know the Downbeat. Are you talking about in Clarence?
No, it's the Keysport.
Oh, Paradise.
The Paradise,
Right.
Because I played up there for Benny King, who was a headliner, and a few other headliners that come in from the rock and roll world, they hired us to play.
Benny King was Benny King with the Drifters when I was on the road. He was traveling with us with the Drifters, you know, and then what's the name was just here last week or 2 weeks ago, Will Lamping.
Yes,
he was down at the stadium, and I got a call to play that job, but I had something else to do that Sunday night, but they were kids.
I know, I remember them kids.
Yeah. And the Coasters, you know, because I was out with the Coasters when they were there, the original Coasters. Because there's been several groups that have come, and the same thing with the Drifters. There's been several groups that have come through, call themselves, you know.
A couple of those gigs I had at Apollo up there, those kids were on those programs
after
breaking in, you know what I mean?
They would just start.
Little Anthony, what's this other man's name?
Frankie Lyman.
Frankie Lyman, all of them, they were on them programs up there, you know.
Because Frankie came here, I think it was around 55, had to be mid-50s, 54, 55, Red Prysock came in, but they came to Syria Mosque, and a couple of us were hired.
I worked with him here, too. And he stayed here for a while. Me, him, and my cousin Ross.
Did you know his manager, Cross?
Yeah,
because he was out on something else I was on, and he was there because we were talking about, you know, Frankie and some of the things that he went through.
Yeah, Rossi, I worked when Rossi was working with Rossi Byer.
Roscoe,
drummer.
Yeah.
Over north side at the Hi-Hat.
And then Chappies.
Chappies down the street.